Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We're back. From theballerlifestyle.com, it's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Very happy to have you have us have you having us in your ears. Episode number 406. Stoked to be here as always, each and every week. Shout out to anybody that found our show via the Overcast app, where we are running a promotion. Welcome. Give it a minute. It's not what you're expecting. It's better. It's better than what you're expecting. And any regular listeners that use the Overcast app, just go, like, go look and go search sports. Go in the sports. No, wait, sorry. Is it sports? Oh, I can't remember what I ran it in this time. I think I did run it in sports. Go search in the sports category and find our show at the top of the page and click on it. Click on it. Unsubscribe, resubscribe. Give us some action on that page. Let them know that people are paying attention. That would be super cool of you. Episode 406, like I said, if you are inclined to reach out to us, you can do so via the email, especially if you just found our show. Call, like, first leave us a five-star review on Overcast with glowing comments about everything you hear here. And then send us a review directly, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. I keep forgetting that there is a set of matched set, unused, new without tags. They're in the box of Waterford Crystal champagne flutes up for grabs for somebody that sends me the best fucking screenshot of their review. If you review us five places, you take a screenshot of every single one, you send me an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. The most / best reviews gets they're like $300 glasses. I mean, I think I might be upping it. I don't know. They're more than $150. Definitely. They're nice. They were given to me by a very wealthy Australian physician who wears sunglasses at night. He's an older gentleman. He's the man. Cool dude. Anyway, they're engraved, but that shouldn't be an issue for you. I forget to remind myself that we're giving away Waterford Crystal champagne flutes that were given to me and are engraved with my name and one other person's name and a date. So if you want those, review us places, five stars, leave a glowing review, and then just fucking take a screenshot with your phone and email it to me, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Waterford Crystal. It's the high-end shit. They're very... You could display them. Put them in your case. Additionally, if you're new to the show, you like something you hear, you want to reflect on it, you can leave us a voicemail. We would like to hear from you. It's always good to hear new voices coming through our ears. The listeners like it. 949-464-TBLS 8257. Now, I got a buddy who's like, it's the same buddy that always wants the free cheat code to get the bonus content. He's like, I would like to call your show. And he does, when I do stereo chats, sometimes he'll call in. He's like, I would like to call your show. He's like, but I don't want anybody to write a song about me. Well, there's only one listener that's had a song written about him, only one voicemailer. So your odds are pretty good because lots of people call in and they don't get songs written about them. So don't like be worried about that. 949-464-TBLS 8257. Additionally, if you are inclined, if you like what you hear here, there's more. There's more every week that you're not hearing if you're not subscribing to our bonus content via the Red Circle platform. Click the link in the show notes of this episode and make a subscription. So buddy of mine texted me this week. And you know what? A lot of buddies of mine don't subscribe. Some of them are like, hey, give me the free show. Give me the free cheat code to get the show, get the full show. And look, that doesn't exist. I would have to fucking email it to you. And how about you? I got the free cheat code for you. Send me $5 or $50 for the year, which gets you 2 months for free. But I had a buddy, old friend of mine, you know, it's just one of those people that check in a couple times a year, texted me this weekend. And he said, hey, remind me how to sign up for that Red Circle. He's like, cause I let my thing lapse and I want to get back into that. And then I sent him the thing and he's like, just did it. And he said, don't let me down. And I won't let you down. So join our Red Circle, click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and click the link at the top of the page to subscribe. And one more thing. It's bachelor season and it's kind of fucked because it never isn't bachelor season now. I didn't sign up to be fucking 24/7 Mr. Bachelor. Okay. But I do, a lot of you listening here know, I do an additional show that recaps The Bachelor pretty much every week. Not quite. I do it with my friend Jason Stewart. You know, a lot of times we can't link up. We're busy. We got families and shit. But we do. This show's my priority. That's really the reason. Like I got this to lock down. And then the other show, I just like try to get to it. But we pretty much do it every week. It's not a ringing endorsement of my Bachelor show. If you want to hear two dudes basically talk shit about The Bachelor for 45 minutes every week, subscribe to that. It's free. That's free. Go just search The Bachelor Lifestyle on Spotify or iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Overcast. Go on Overcast if you're an Overcast person. Find The Bachelor Lifestyle with myself and Jason Stewart. Subscribe to that there. It's fucking more. We give you a lot of content because we appreciate your patronage. It's a good feeling to know that you're listening. And you're not just listening to me. You're listening to my dear friend, Ed Daly, who joins me right here every single week. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. I feel we should at least address the bullshit NFL overtime rules. Why don't they just use the college system?
Okay. Look, Ed, everybody knows I'm one of the biggest sports fans in the world. But that said, I was watching that fucking 13 seconds game, the Bills and Chiefs. I mean, just a fantastic weekend. Like, I talk shit on the NFL all the time because I think it's boring.
Yeah, this weekend was exciting.
Right. If you were a fucking alien, if you just woke up from a coma and all they gave you, they're like, hey, sip a little bit of this Tang. You need Pedialyte to get back to life. And they're like, we don't want to like freak you out, but we're only going to let you listen to the Baller Lifestyle podcast for a couple of days. And then you listen to this show, you listen to fucking 50 episodes of this show. And you're like, you'd think, oh man, the NFL fucking sucks. It's boring. This Brian guy's always saying how boring it is. Slow game. And then they go, okay, you're ready. And then they turned on TV and they'd be like, you could just watch the football games this weekend. Oh, they made a liar out of me. Because there wasn't a single fucking boring game. Well, that Niners Packers was kind of boring, but it's a good ending. That said, Ed, I need this explained to me. Because I think I was in the middle of cooking. The Bills Chiefs game was on Sunday night, and I watched it go down to the ending, and I fucking they kick a field goal to tie the game. And I'm like, okay, it goes into overtime. And then I was like kind of in and out of the kitchen. My girlfriend Cheyenne was like yelling. She's like, oh my God, tell me, kind of like apprising me what happens. And then the Chiefs score a touchdown and then it's over. The game ends. But the Bills never had the ball. And I was like, wait, while I was in the kitchen cooking, did the Bills have the ball briefly and punt it away or turn it over? And she's like, no. They just gave it to the Chiefs.
They committed the cardinal sin.
Of losing the coin toss. Ed.
Get the fuck out of here.
There's a different. Look, I'm just a big sports fan, obviously. There's a different rules of overtime in the regular season than the fucking playoffs?
No, I think it's the same rule.
They changed. If you score a touchdown.
So Stupid. Maybe this was 8 years ago. I don't know. I think that the Tim Tebow touchdown to Demaryius Thomas.
R.I.P.
That was the first year that this went into effect. I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong. But essentially, it used to be if you win the coin toss and you just drive down to the 35-yard line, you kick a field goal, and people are like, well, it can't be decided on a coin toss. And so they said, if you go down and kick a field goal, the other team has a chance from there. But if you kick a, if you score a touchdown on your first possession, then the other team doesn't get a chance.
That's
only if you kick a field goal.
That's stupid.
And I think, you know, maybe the stats say otherwise, but it's these guys score all the touchdowns now. There's so many touchdowns scored with all these crazy quarterbacks. So you kind of knew. I mean, maybe by the second play of that overtime, you're like, oh, they're just going to score a touchdown. It's over.
Look what they did at the end of the fucking regulation. Of course they were going to score a touchdown.
And in college, Tyreek
Hill's fucking nasty. He's gonna find a way into the end zone.
And in college, in like the early 90s, they were getting ties. And they're like, fuck this. We're trying to decide who's a national champion, and we're some teams have two ties. And so they went to, you get the ball at the 25-yard line, see what happens. The next team has the same exact chance. So if the second team kicks a two-point conversion after a touchdown, they could clinch it that way. Or if they score a touchdown, then you go to a second overtime. And then you switch who goes first and second. And you keep going. And then they didn't like having seven overtime games. So they said, okay, now once you get to, I don't know, the third overtime, fourth overtime, you just go, it's essentially who gets a two-point conversion. It becomes a two-point conversion fest until it's over.
Yeah.
But you keep seeing the teams get an equal shot to do it. And it's fun. And it's fun. And like, if that game lasted another half hour
of
just nonstop touchdowns, people would be still saying it's the best. But instead, they're like, no, we want the fun to end now.
I seem to recall that back when they would just play like an extra, you know, quarter until somebody scored or whatever, that they were like, oh, we can't do this. The guys are tired. They're going to get hurt. You don't care if they get hurt. You play an extra game now. The fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Let's care go about from the players.
No, of course they don't. Let them go from the 20. Let's fucking throw some haymakers. Let's go back and forth and see who's going to fucking win this thing. That's fun. That's exciting. This coin flip bullshit. Let's also talk about, look, this isn't a sports show.
Yeah, I know. We're getting real sportsy all of a sudden.
Let's talk about, I saw something. Look, I'm a fan of the modern data-driven sports that we watch today. Everything has been fucking computed by nerds. And yet in the first quarter of the Titans Bengals game, I'm a big Bengals fan. I like the Bengals. I like Joe Burrow. In the first quarter of the Titans Bengals game, the Bengals were up 6-0, and then the Titans scored a touchdown. And instead of taking the lead, there's no way the data says go for two in that situation. The data says take the lead because the whole rest of the game, you take that lead 7-6. The whole rest of the game can occur and no more scoring happens. Is that likely? No. But could it happen? Absolutely. So when you're given the chance to take a lead, you take the lead. They went for two.
Yeah. I mean, there was a penalty, so they were even closer. Yes. And I know what he was doing. I've got Derrick Henry.
But
the problem is every single person in the world knew it was Derrick Henry run up the middle. If they did the Derrick Henry play action rollout pass, maybe at least you had a better shot. But everyone knew, oh, we only have to go 1 yard instead of two. It's going to be Derrick Henry up the middle.
Yeah, and it's like when with fourth and inches with Tampa, and everyone's like, okay, well, Tom Brady's just going to fucking follow his center. He's going to get a couple inches. He's going to get a new set of downs, and they're going to score a touchdown. And what do? They fucking hand off to Fournette around the edge, and he runs in the goddamn end zone. you don't always do what they think you're going to do. That said, the end of that Cincy Titans game, then the fucking game is tied. Instead of you having a 1-point lead, you're in a tie football game, and then you got to have Ryan Tannehill wing it around the fucking yard. And what happens?
That was a problem. That was a real problem.
Because Ryan Tannehill, he's from the fucking game manager genus. Like he's not Dan Marino.
He's not like awful, but he's a middle of the pack quarterback. Yeah, you don't want to your fate to be resting
serviceable,
on him.
Serviceable. And if you have a 1-point lead, then you're running clock and you're handing it to your big workhorse and getting those yards and hopefully getting first downs and fucking wasting the rest of the game. But no, you went for two in the first quarter. To me, that's an instantly fireable offense. But also, I just thought of something more important, and this is why you listen to a show like this. How about that time Dan Marino was a panelist on the CBS NFL Today?
Yes.
And he rocked and fired and impregnated a fucking intern. She wasn't an intern. She was a staffer.
Wait, Marino did that?
Yes.
Oh, I know Tiki Barber did it.
Well, of course, Dan Marino impregnated. This is probably about like 15. The kid's probably 15. Dan Marino, a married Dan Marino. And hey, look, no judgment there. He's commits an infidelity. And he doesn't wrap up. He doesn't use the fucking perfect method, the rhythm method, where you just ejaculate outside of the woman. He
fire rocks one into those isotoners.
Yeah, he put a shot on goal, and he was like 58 years old. Let's look this up, because this is the kind of shit. What do you even Google?
How about
Dan Marino love child?
Because John Stockton lost his mind. I was reading an article that once again points to his teammate Karl Malone, who
Yeah.
Put one and a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Let's never forget that one.
Dan Marino fathered an illegitimate child. Oh, there's pictures of it's kind of like the
Dana pictures?
Yeah. It's kind of it's not like that. But it's kind of like Arnie and his kid Joseph by Will Mildred Baena, where they're like close, you know, they have a relationship, the father and son. It looks like, I'm seeing pictures here of Dan Marino with his love child, who is a boy. 2013, he had an affair with that's not that long ago, resulted in revealed in 2013 that he had a love child in 2005.
Oh, still, so that kid, I wonder if that kid's a recruit.
Yeah, he's 16, playing, 17? Looks like he's playing flag football. Yep. Yeah. I mean, what a decision. Also, and I'm not saying this is a reason, but Dan Marino, were you planning on having another child? Because you can make it.
There's so a foolproof way that both of us have taken care of
business. I can't get anybody pregnant. It's impossible.
Hard as I try, it's impossible.
Yes, I've put many, many shots on goal in the period since I gelded myself. No love children over here.
This is an all gelding show.
Yes, there's no live rounds being shot on or around this show.
There is no chance of a Alec Baldwin rust situation. There are no live rounds on the set.
No, definitely not. Oh, wow. That's very disturbing. I would encourage everybody to go follow I think it's Kyle Dunnigan one. The Kyle Dunnigan is a comic.
Yeah, he's funny.
Who he does these face swap videos where he does imitations of people. Is it imitation or impression? Because impression is like what you leave in clay, right? Like I left an impression.
Oh, impersonation?
Impersonation. Yeah, it's an impersonation. But that's impersonation.
But they do throw those around like they're interchangeable. Impression. Oh, he's doing his Christopher Walken impression. Yeah, they do say that.
So Kyle Dunnigan, he's incorporated Alec Baldwin into his repertoire of impressions or impersonations. It's amazing. Now, impersonation, that's what Olden Polonese did when he was pulling people over, telling him he was a cop. That's an imperson. He was impersonating an officer, right?
What's going on there? He's too big to be getting away with scams.
So they don't hire cops that are that tall.
No way.
I would say.
And was it in the state of Utah? Like,
I think it was. Hold on. How do you spell
Olden? There's only like two black guys in Utah, and it was him and Ty Corbin.
Yes.
There are no black guys in Utah.
There's no 7-foot cops. I would say I've seen infinitely more cops who are 5'4" than I've seen that are 6'4".
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let's get on Olden Polonese's Wikipedia page. Hey, look. We apologize for being so sports heavy here, but things come up. Like, you forget that Dan Marino fucking smashed later in life after his career, and he got a rando pregnant. Okay. Oh, in a 2-month span in the year 2000, pre-9/11, Polonese was arrested for impersonating an officer. Hold on. Polonese pinched again. He was arrested multiple times for this.
He was chasing that high.
Wait, he was still playing when he did this, Ed. Oh my God. Looks like you're using an ad blocker. I don't know why I even use an ad blocker, because every website has this on it. Okay, refresh. Hold on. We're going to get the fucking details. For the second time in 2 months, Utah Jazz center Olden Polonese has been charged with impersonating a police officer in a conflict with So he gets road rage and he tells him he's a cop. In a separate case, I thought he was doing this for the pussy. He's doing this because he just wants to be a big dog. Polonese was charged last month after a West Valley City couple accused him of chasing them to their home and flashing an apparent police badge on October 28th.
Jeez.
In a misdemeanor complaint filed Friday, Mark and Patty Schneller said they were driving downtown September 13th when a car, this is 1 year. This is 363 days before 9/11 ended. When a car sped past them and almost hit them. Well, it's his fault too. Oh, Mark Schnell, not very Mormon of him. Mark Schneller responded by making a rude gesture. You guys know what that one is, right? We were inverted. Prompting the other car to stop. The driver, identified by the Schnellers as Polonese, flashed a badge and said, this happened in California. I'm with the California Sheriff. Can you describe the man? It was Olden Polonese.
I don't have to say what he looks like. I can tell you exactly who it is. It's Olden Polonese. He looks like he's 80 years old and he's a big man in the NBA.
Yes, they're like, he's a big black guy. He plays for the Jazz and he was not Antoine Carr. Okay, yeah.
He wasn't the original big dog. Antoine Carr was the original, and then Glenn Robinson came along, and they're like, all right, he's the big dog.
He's the first pick. He's the bigger big dog.
Glenn Robinson was awesome. However, the original big dog was Carr.
Yeah, of course. Polonese said he carries an honorary police badge from the Los Angeles Police Department. You know, I'm reminded.
That's like Elvis territory.
Yeah, and so Tony Soprano tried to pull this when he got pulled over by Charles Dutton, where he's like, "Hey, how about you buy your wife dinner?" And he shows him like his little, he's like, I was just talking to your sergeant the other day, and shows him like his little police card. And Rock was not having it, so they cut his overtime. And where does he end up getting a job, Ed?
I haven't seen this in a long time.
I know. You forget. There's so much that happens in the Sopranos. If you don't watch it regularly, you forget these details. Charles Dutton gets a job at Fountains of Wayne. And Tony tries to grease him at Fountains of Wayne. He won't take the money because Tony feels guilty. We digress. Olden Polonese, Dan Marino fucking. We're on the Overcast app. Anything else, Ed?
Well, I did want to take it off sports into the music realm.
Oh, yes.
just brought to my attention. by our great friend, bird respecter, Caleb.
Caleb, great dude. Went viral for telling somebody he worked with to fuck off, and that he's a 1099 employee, so he won't be coming to any unpaid meetings, and they can all go fuck themselves.
Oh, that was great. I didn't know that went viral, but
it went viral. I saw it all over Instagram, and I thought I was going to like spring it on Caleb, but he's gone viral before. He's like, yeah, these things usually make it to Instagram. Like, he played it cool. But what did he apprise you of?
So I try not to judge too much on music because everybody's got their own taste. And aside from like Dave Matthews, I tend to not like
judge away.
I'm not a snob. And then sometimes, even when you don't think you like this artist, you get sprung a new set of lyrics. And I got to tell you, I'm now a super fan. I'll try to do some of it. I'll do like half the song because it's not very long.
Now, are you gonna scat? Do you want to do it in the spoken word?
I'm just gonna spoken word it.
Okay.
He doesn't do it very differently than how I'll do it, but we the people in all we do reserve the right to scream fuck you.
Oh.
Hey yeah. Ow. Hey yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Wear your mask. Take your pills. Now a whole generation's mentally ill. Hey, yeah, man. Fuck Fauci. Hey, yeah. But COVID's near. It's coming to town. We got to act quick. Shut the borders down. Joe Biden does. The media embraces. Big Don does it. And they call him racist. We the people. Ooh, let's go, Brandon. We the people. Ooh, let's go, Brandon. We the people. Ooh, let's go, Brandon.
I like how you're doing the people. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, so do I get to guess? Like, I don't want you to.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, it's immediately, there's only one name that really comes to mind. Now, of course, RIP Charlie Daniels, obviously. Mm. Like,
RIP to his account. They lovingly still tweet. My buddy sent it to me like 2 days ago. Yeah. Benghazi ain't going away.
It isn't. Okay. I'm just going to take a wild guess. And so say those are the lyrics of our dear friend, Bob. I can't remember his last name. Kid Rock.
Not Van Winkle. I want to say him, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it is Kid Rock.
Oh, Kid Rock. All right.
But it's Bob Ritchie. Is that it?
That's it. Bob Ritchie.
You know, it's probably low for me to quibble with the point he was making, but he said, you know, people got mad at Trump shutting the borders, but they're mad about Biden. The Trump shutting the borders was years before COVID. That was, he did the Muslim ban like 4 days into office.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little different. I'm no Joe Biden super fan, but the whole let's go Brandon thing is so dumb because it's like, it's code, but everyone knows what you mean. And why wouldn't you just say "fuck Joe Biden"?
Like, yes.
What are you doing here?
Here's the thing. And again, I mean, fuck Joe Biden. I'm fine with that. But here's the thing that I hate is that everyone that says, like Kid Rock, everyone that says "let's go Brandon" thinks they're so fucking clever.
That's what I'm saying. It's not clever. It's not clever. Just say fuck Joe Biden then.
Dumb. It was fucking played out in a couple days. Like, say fuck Joe Biden. Like, you're just the beauty of America. You don't have to fucking hide it. You can say that. You can say fuck the president. We live in a free country. Like, go for it. Fuck Joe Biden.
Yeah. But yeah, those probably ham-handed lyrics by the dumbest.
The best.
The dumbest of the dumbs, Kid Rock. He's just got shit for brains.
Ah, he's the best. I love him. He dresses cool. He's fucking from Detroit, grew up rich. His dad owned car dealerships. Like, what a life.
He had a little person as a mascot for a little while.
Little Joe. Now, what was his name? Do we know his name? Fat Joe.
No, Fat Joe was different. Joe's lean back.
Did the vid get Fat Joe? Is he still with us?
No. Fat Joe was, maybe I'm getting my timing wrong, but Fat Joe, no, A Fat Joe, I think, was Lesser Joe. I think he maybe got the lap band or something.
Yeah, like Heavy D. Heavy D? I mean, Heavy D's dead, but I think he got gutted. I think he got it all sucked out.
But I think I think Fat Joe is just large 50-year-old. I'm not. You might be thinking of Big Pun.
I know Big Pun. I know Big Pun was huge.
Yeah, and Big Pun kicked it. And I think Fat Joe was in, maybe not quite in Big Pun territory.
No,
but I think
not even close.
But I think he said that scared him to. I don't think he's enormous anymore. I think he's a bigger guy, but he's not like unhealthy.
No, he was like half. Scary. He was like half a Big Pun. He was like big one. He was like small. He was like small Pun.
I see Fat Joe he's one of the celebrities at Knick games. He's out and around, but
for him.
I think he's not scary.
Yeah. Fat. Okay. Good for him. Okay. Let's talk some sports. Quickly. Mm-hmm. If you have not listened to episode 405, and this was a big topic on the fucking text and DM world. Episode 405 last week, I made the massive error of calling my daughter Ryan Beckner on the air so she could proffer a review of the 3 1-minutes of this podcast that she's heard. And it was not a glowing. I didn't even get like the fucking family discount.
No, I mean, we kind of got a glimmer of good review, and then we realized she was rating us 4 out of 10.
Yeah, and just, I mean, you figure these kids, they're immersed in the internet. They know the fucking star rankings of things. They know there's only 5 stars. There's not 10 stars. Nothing has 10 stars. There's only 5.
Look, the only thing I can think of is, like, I think when you go on IMDb, it gives a rating out of 10. But, yeah. Surely your daughter knows what 5 stars is.
It's the only amount of stars there are. Like my child or any teen has ever been on IMDb. Like, what the?
No. I was on it today and I saw something get 5 and I was like, what? 5? I realized it was out of 10.
5 out of 10, yeah. Yeah, so if you guys want to go back and listen to that, episode 405, she proffers a review, and I think she did great. There was, to a man, the reviews of her performance, unlike her review of this podcast, were all 5 stars. She only got 5 stars as far as I saw, and I was thinking just before we started, next time we have like something we don't understand that a teen would understand, maybe we try calling her again, and she can like explain that kind of shit to us, because she was very comfortable on the air. And she was very comfortable talking shit on us and how boring we are. So good for her. Definitely go back and listen.
I'm fairly confident my son has never listened to a second of our show.
Yeah, no, he can't.
However,
you can't let him.
I wouldn't want him to. However, I could see a boy maybe being more into our show, but a 14-year-old girl is just not gonna. It's not gonna be our audience.
No, I know some of my my son's friends follow me on Instagram and they thought it was real funny when I was doing Insta stories, like during the election, where I would yell at the people that were like selling the Trump hats and like having Stop the Steal protests and stuff. And they thought that was real funny. So I think some of my son's friends have in fact listened to the show, which is again,
is that one of the ones that stole my Instagram post and got more likes?
No, different guy. No, that's a different guy. The dad definitely, I think, has listened to that show, but the kid, I've only met that kid one time. And I believe that was so long ago, Ed, sadly, that kid is a man now.
Oh yeah. It was years ago, but I just remember like, hey, this kid took your Instagram post and he got like 800
way
likes
more
or
likes.
Whatever.
Yeah, he got way more likes. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
I forgot that I dropped last week, Ed, that I would be posting. Sorry, I just left that up too loud. That I would be posting for our Red Circle subscribers an all songs podcast, so that everyone can download and have access to all the songs of the show. And I haven't forgot. I mean, I did kind of forget, but I definitely will do that. If you are a Red Circle subscriber, keep an eye out for that. I will post there. I've been asked many times to post the songs, and I will do it soon. Ed, what's going on in the world of sports?
We lost two former sports stars this week, both of an age a little too young to die, yeah, but also old enough that, you know, they're not recent athletes.
Yeah. Yeah.
First RIP goes to Lucia Harris, the only woman to ever be drafted into the NBA.
Now,
and poor her, there was no WNBA back then. No. She was 66. Again, like too young, but long enough ago that I don't know her.
Now, no offense to Lucia Harris and RIP. How's she going to get drafted over Ann Myers Drysdale? It's the greatest women's basketball player of all time. I mean, Cheryl Miller. How'd she not get a shot in the league?
Well, I think this happened before that. Or Lieberman Klein. I think she's 66. Cheryl Miller, I would guess, is 10. 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10, 15 years younger than that.
But this wasn't like a Michael Sam situation where they're like, hey, Kansas City Monarchs or Kings.
Yeah, I don't
know. Maybe draft somebody. We got to get a chick over. We got the women's good thing happen. No, RIP. That's very sad.
Lucia,
sure, she could ball. She might have been better than Ann Myers Drysdale.
And RIP Clark Gillies, Hockey Hall of Famer who won four straight Stanley Cups with the Islanders, 67 years old.
That's pretty impressive, the Isle. Also,
yeah, when I was just starting to be aware of hockey, they were winning.
Yeah, that's a lot of cups.
80
in a row.
80 to 83. 80, 81, 82, and 83.
And it's not like they had the great one. Like when Edmonton was winning every year, they had fucking Wayne Gretzky, and they also had Mark Messier. Not to mention all sorts of Grant Fuhr, Yari Curry. They had all those guys.
Yeah, yeah, they were ridiculous.
Yes. They
had Mike
the Bossy. The Isle, great gear. Great.
They do have good gear. You know, they don't have good arenas. I mean, they're in a new one this year. They've been in like five different arenas. It's kind of sad.
Yeah. It's, you know, they're the lesser. They're like the Mets, but like sadder.
Yeah. Like
they're like the Nets.
They sent them to Brooklyn for a little while. Yeah. And like they're just not finding their niche, but I think they're in a new arena this year.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you should go to a game and support them, Ed. Go see the Isle, even though you're a Rangers fan.
I like the Rangers, and going to Long Island, I mean, I might as well go to Florida. It's just as easy.
Long train ride.
Really tough. Yeah. Pat Riley, he once banned Rob Lowe from traveling with the Lakers in the 80s.
Well, look, they're making a TV show of it, and it's based on former guest of this show, Jeff Perlman's book, Showtime, about the 1980s Lakers. And I read this book. I borrowed it from Travis Rogers. And I read this book. And the one big takeaway that I had was this Norm Nixon. He's one of the underrated coxmen in history.
You don't hear about him so much.
You don't. He's married to Debbie Allen now. I assume he's, you know, he's older guy now. But back in the 80s, when he was a single man playing for the Lakers, this guy crushed it on the road. I mean, he just never, he was like, who's that guy? Marty played for the White Sox. Asphalt. They called him Asphalt. He's the guy that got too tan. He had to go on the disabled list because he got too tan. Oh my God. I can't remember his name.
Marty. Anyway.
Yeah. They called him Asphalt because he got laid in every town. This Norm Nixon, one time they were in Milwaukee and there was a blizzard and the guys, no one could leave the hotel. It was just, all the guys were standing around drinking beers, playing pool. And somebody was like, well, Norm, I guess, you know, tonight's going to be the night. Your streak's broken. You're not, just nobody's getting laid tonight. We're stuck in this hotel. We can't go anywhere. Nobody's out. And like 5 minutes later, some hot chick in a long fur coat walked into the lobby and Norm's like, all right, see you guys later. And he's continued. Marty Cordova. You got to stop thinking about it. That's when, that's when it comes to you. You know what I couldn't remember yesterday, Ed?
What?
My social security number.
Uh-oh.
I got CTE.
That's a problem. You need that.
I got CTE, and it was a last four situation. They're like, hey, what's the last four? And I started doing like the last four of my phone number, and I'm like, wait, that's not right. And then, I realized I was thinking about it too hard. Once I stopped thinking about Marty Cordova, I remembered his name, Marty Cordova. So this Pat Riley, I once saw Pat Riley at a bar. This is probably about 10 years ago. I mean, the guy has an aura. He's tall. He's an older guy. He's fucking handsome as fuck. It's all like he walked across the bar to take a leak. And it was like there was a fucking stage light just on him. He was like lit up as he walked across the bar. And you know what the issue was? They couldn't have Rob Lowe on the fucking team flight with the big bag of yayo and then hogging all the puss.
It was drug related. I think it was sex related.
Sorry. Like Chuck Nevitt is not getting laid if Rob Lowe is the alternative. I'm sorry. It's just not happening.
Rambus is not getting it.
Poor Rambus. No, I don't. I mean, Rambus had his own problems. I mean, I'm excited for the TV show. Yeah. I'm just worried the guys aren't going to be tall. The actors they hire aren't going to be tall enough. I was watching Moneyball the other night and Brad Pitt comes in to like tell Jeremy Giambi that he's traded.
Yeah.
He comes in and the guy they got playing Jeremy, I mean, Brad Pitt's like 5'11", you know, like,
yeah,
because the guy they got playing Jeremy Giambi is like 5'6". Like, how did they like cast it? It's not even that big of a part. Just find a big ish guy to play the role. Like David Justice is 6'7". The guy they got playing David Justice is like maybe 6 foot. Like it put me off.
Well, I only watched maybe 10 minutes of that movie, 15 minutes of that movie on an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was just all people on the phone. I read the book. And so I was like, I don't see how this is going to make a good movie. They're just on the phone the whole time. And then the first like 10, 15 minutes, he's on the phone the whole time. And I just never gave it a shot after that. I know like there were Oscars won. It just never interested me.
Great book. It doesn't really hold up. Jonah Hill, you know, he's an amalgamation of a bunch of people. We're supposed to believe that a fucking entire baseball front office is run in like a basement office with two people.
Well, if there's any franchise that would have those conditions, it's them. That stadium they play in, it's hard to believe it's still their stadium. They just have the big green tarp covering up an entire level.
It's great. I went to Chinese New Year, two Grateful Dead shows there in like 1991. And look, things got kind of dark there in the parking lot, but I do like watching it. Cause I'm like, when I see like the A's highlights on SportsCenter and I'm like, what? I'm always like, what a fucking shithole. Like, how is this? Like, how are they still playing? I mean, the Raiders played there till a couple years ago where they played on the infield. I'm like, how is this?
Yeah.
Like, this is Major League Baseball. Like,
there's real money attached to this stuff.
I know. I think NFL they're moving to Vegas. It's wherever somebody will build them a free stadium.
They don't do it anymore, but it was, like you said, not that long ago, the Raiders were playing on an infield where we had the multi-purpose,
Coliseum.
It's awful. Awful.
Yeah, no, it's insane. It's crazy that there used to be, like, most of the stadiums were dual-purpose stadiums back in the day. And
when the Niners were winning in the 80s.
Yeah.
No, the famous Dwight Clark catch. There's like a baseball diamond.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
Crazy. Staying with basketball, Michael Jordan allegedly spit on his food to prevent guards from eating it. A woman named Linda cooked Michael's meals and he loved cinnamon rolls, is a quote from somebody. He's a bad dude.
Like,
dude.
Oh, he's such a piece of shit. So wait, he would like get his food like in the dressing room and just be like, oh, I'm worried that
somebody might eat my cinnamon rolls, so I'm going to spit on one. And then
the guy,
if I spit on something, I don't want to eat it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Spit is no go.
I don't. Well, I mean, one time, this is embarrassing, Ed. This is, I mean, I'm going to say this. This is embarrassing. I don't know if I should say this. I'm going to get made fun of.
Well, now you have to.
I think I was in ninth grade and we were in, I was eighth, I think. I was in eighth and we were in, I might have been ninth. We were in home ec. And it was me, it's my buddy Lance, my buddy Chaz, and our buddy Mike, who recently passed away, RIP Mike J. And we were cooking an omelet and we're like, oh, we're not going to fucking know how to cook this omelet. But the teacher would take a bite of that shit.
So
we all hocked loogies in it when we were just mixing up the eggs. I know. Ed, look, it wasn't my idea, Ed. I was, what do you call that?
You're a sheep.
Yeah, I was a sheep. I was peer pressured. I was a peer pressured. Wasn't my idea. That said, I was a fucking, like, I would cause trouble. You know, I was very chaotic back then. We all spit in this, in the egg mixture, but then Lance was a pretty good cook and he made like a cheese omelet and I gotta be honest, it came out pretty nice and it looked pretty good. It was very fluffy. He didn't burn the egg. The key to an omelet is there's not supposed to be any brown on the omelet. It's supposed to only be yellow and white and not
right.
Soft and fluffy, not too wet. And this Lance, he did a good job on the omelet. So, you know, the four of us, We cut that thing in fours and we just ate it anyway.
You ate it? So you're like spit brothers with those guys?
Me.
At least the teacher didn't eat it.
I'm also other kind of brothers with them, but this was me, Mike J, RIP, Lance, haven't heard from him in a while, Chaz, still very much in contact, we talk all the time, the four of us, we ate that fucking omelet. We ate the fuck out of it. It was fantastic. The world knows.
Like a year from now, we're going to find out it's not spit that you put in that omelet. Oh,
I mean, you know, it was the same home ec room that one time. And I don't know if I should be telling this story, honestly. Like, what if my children wouldn't, if they listen, they wouldn't get this far into it. One time we had a freshman baseball game. And me and the same dude, Lance, and my buddy Spence, we were like, it was either the weekend or it was spring break and we had a game and we were like walking across the campus and we had this joint that we wanted to smoke. But we didn't have a lighter or matches or any kind of thing to light. And it's, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to be super stoned before you have to go hit against a guy throwing 85 miles an hour. So we're walking past the home ec room, and this is where the omelet situation went down, same room. And you know, there's a bunch of stoves in there. And so we're walking past the home ec room and the window was open. but it was like a, one of those high, like angled windows. It was, you know?
Yeah.
And I think either, I think it must have been Lance because he was pretty tall. He boosted me up there and I climbed in. This is how fucking stupid you are when you're a kid. I climbed in through that window, that angled window up there, dropped onto the floor, and then I opened the door and then we lit the joint off the stove. And then
you pulled a Joey Bell.
Is that what, oh yeah. Yeah. To go get his bat back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not proud of that. And look, Michael Jordan, cinnamon rolls, Ed, like that's a weird thing. Yeah.
Cinnamon rolls are delicious.
They're fine.
But
it's too much.
I can't remember the last time I had them. So if I was known to be someone who loves cinnamon rolls, I'm eating way too many cinnamon rolls.
That's a really good point.
You know what? I like them. I remember my grandmother making them when I was a kid, but like, I just don't regularly eat cinnamon rolls. That's just a weird thing to be known to love. That means like somebody was preparing a cinnamon roll for him every day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of weird. And like, look, you eat a donut, at least me, I eat a donut. I'm fucking laid out for a couple hours. Like I'm definitely not running 84 feet up and down the court with fucking Sean Kemp. That's not something I'm doing.
I love donuts. Yeah. I love donuts, but I don't think I've had one this year in a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's three weeks into the year, Ed.
No, I mean, in 365 days.
I just don't
remember getting.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You should go get one. I'm sure there's some fucking pretty good bakeries in Hoboken that do a pretty nice donut.
There it is. But the one bakery is the famous Cake Boss one.
Oh, no, no, don't go there.
And
don't go
there. There are people taking pictures. No. It was a good bakery, but there are people taking pictures there. And there's lines at all hours.
No.
It's weird.
No, there's got to be one with a bunch of guys hanging out front in track suits, like playing cards and stuff.
There's plenty of those places in town.
Yeah. I feel like they would have some pretty good donuts. What else is going on?
Stay in basketball. Charles Barkley was caught on Inside the NBA cleaning his glasses with his tongue.
And we just talked about this. This has been a spit heavy episode, but
yes.
What has saliva ever made clean?
Yeah, if you just have like a little cotton, if you just take your shirt and rub the glasses, you can get, but your tongue is going to make it like streaky.
That's what you use. And so he's wearing a suit and maybe he doesn't want to untuck his shirt. That's when you get the PA. You go, hey, Christina, would you mind cleaning these glasses for me? That's what they're there for.
Would you mind stop fucking Dan Marino so you can?
Yes, exactly. Yes. As soon as you're done birthing Dan Marino's love child, could you come over here? Would you mind cleaning my glasses? I didn't know Chuck wore glasses. Is it like when Patrick Ewing was negotiating the CBA
with the briefcase?
Yeah.
Yeah. don't fuck with Pat. There was a viral picture. It was pretty great when the Cowboys lost in an inexplicable fashion by going for a quarterback sneak without timeouts.
Yeah.
That was amazing. And who called it? The Golden Boy offensive coordinator that is going to get a head coaching job that they've been filleting for the Boise State quarterback.
You got to know the rules.
They just guarded the sideline and the end zone.
Yeah.
And they left the middle of the field open. He's like, you know what? I see an opportunity. Let's go for it. Funny.
Yeah. You're gonna run out of time. That's why they're guarding the sidelines.
Right. So once the clock ran out, they cut to this real sad Cowboys fan and his woman. And that viral picture sparks a major drama because apparently that was his side chick and he got on TV and it went viral. And his girlfriend was not too happy about it.
I mean, couldn't you be like, look, babe, I know you don't like sports. I thought I was doing you a favor. So I took Alejandra to the game. Oh man, he's got the, who advised him on his haircut? That's the bigger problem.
Right. But that's what made it so funny, because usually you get generic looking fans.
Yeah.
That guy looked ridiculous as is, and then he's super sad, dude.
Oh, yeah. I like how his lady, Ms. Karina, Ms. underscore Karina, I imagine she's getting hit up these days. Hi, everyone. Yes, this is my trash ass ex, who is a serial cheater, and that is his side chick. We are no longer together. We haven't been for a while, but he continues to lie all day, every day, just like he lied about this trip when he swore it was a guy's trip. He also told me he had cut this girl off, but clearly that was another lie. And then it's the hands up emoji. Yeah,
I give up.
I normally wouldn't post my business, but literally my phone is blowing up. And while I appreciate you guys sending me this picture, I don't need to see it anymore. Yeah, he's got this. he's balding, right? So he's got it. He's got like the samurai ponytail. What do you call that? Man bun on the top of his head.
Right.
And but that only seeks to show his power alleys more, because the front hair is pulled back in the ponytail. And then
that's right.
When
you've got the power alleys, yeah, you don't want to be pulling too far back.
No, you let it fall forward. You have some hair in the front to cover that up. Then inexplicably, he's got it like Friar Tucked, or an inverted Friar Tuck around the sides, completely shaved. Just insane.
It's why it went viral, because he's got shitty hair.
Yes. And the poor girl, this side chick, she doesn't look too happy. Look at her friend, or the girl. I just assume they're together just based on the whole vibe of the place. Look at the fake eyelashes on the girl behind him. You can see those from space.
Yeah, they are. Those are Google Mappable.
Wow.
You can see them anywhere.
Wow. Unbelievable.
She looks like Divine in drag.
Yeah, she does. Yes, she does. Yes. R.I.P. Divine. Gone too soon.
And then, of course, when the Packers lost, I saw immediately that guy was a cheesehead was photoshopped onto him, and they put him in Packers gear.
So like, good.
It's a good thing.
So good. That's funny. What else?
And I wanted to point out once again, Goon, Grayson Allen, only got a one-game suspension for clobbering the Bulls' Alex Caruso and broke his wrist, and he's out for 2 months.
What? Caruso? He was having an all-star year.
I know. And it was like the blatant, like, it's one thing to foul a guy and not give a free layup, but what he did was he took, like, his other hand and swung down, so the guy is 4 feet in the air, and then he's turned sideways, he broke his wrist.
This guy,
and his head hit ground really hard.
Wasn't he always like tripping people running back up the court in college?
Always. And it's like, and people just, they kept making excuses for him, and they're like, he's not a bad guy, but some people, he's a perfect guy.
Yeah.
Like
he
doesn't know how to do it the clean way. And there's that little fuck face on Wisconsin, Brad Davison, that does the same thing. There's certain guys that are known to be dirty players. Yeah. John Stockton.
Yeah, dirty.
They don't have another way to be.
Yes.
And so this Grayson Allen. And then the NBA gives him one game. So, I mean, that type of thing, a blatant flagrant two, where the guy's out 2 months, they should say, you can play when Caruso gets to play.
I know, I like that. Or like when some guy on the Dallas Stars went knee to knee on Kings defenseman Drew Doughty and fucked up his knee and put him out like 6 weeks. Same type of thing. Like it's known that you're not supposed to do that. It was intentional. So you got to sit out like the whole 6 weeks plus a week.
Right. Yeah. He should be
a little worse.
To go back before you.
Yeah, exactly. Once he's can play and we're certain he can play, then you can play again. I want to guess what team Grayson Allen's on. You give me three guesses.
This is his first year with this team.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I'm going to guess
the second team.
Okay. I'm going to guess the Charlotte Bobcats.
That's not a team anymore.
They went back to the Hornets.
Yes.
Oh, they should have done that.
To the Hornets.
Okay.
Because the Hornets, they moved to New Orleans, and then the Hornets said, all right, we'll switch to the Pelicans and the city of Charlotte can have Hornets again.
Beautiful. Grandmama.
And Bobcats.
Stupid.
The owner was Bob. His name was Bob.
No, that's so dumb. That's embarrassing. That's like
he was Papa, the guy who owned BET.
Yeah, this is like Schnatter. This is like Papa John. Yeah. You know, like no. Yeah. I did see a great video on Instagram of a bobcat in the sand trap of a golf course just macking a bird, just coming up from underneath. And this bobcat was a unit. You see him around here occasionally. You wouldn't want to tangle with one, but they're probably like 40 pounds, you know, like maybe okay, like four
dog.
Yeah. Like four times the size of a regular cat, but not like giant, like a mountain lion. They're pretty cool.
Right.
Okay. So he's not on the Hornets.
Yeah. Do you want a hint?
No, I don't.
I'll just say
no. Cause I'm going to get,
he's in a good situation. I'll say that.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that plays into my second guess. The Memphis Grizzlies.
That was his original team,
was
I
it?
Believe.
That's probably what I was thinking.
Yeah, that was his first team, and then he left in the offseason.
Okay, one more. Miami Heat.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Fuck. That's a good guess. See, I didn't really have a plan, if I'm being honest. Okay, Ed. Let's do some voicemails here.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big.
I mean, I think I don't really like pay attention to the lyrics that much, but his thoughts are useless. Shit. It's like inspired writing. Oh, we love Manuel here. Okay, a couple of voicemail.
Hey boys. I was very
nod to our buddy LSU.
Very surprised to hear Rai call in.
That's right.
Very pleased, though. She's very brutal. And I disagree with you saying that 14-year-old girls are not not your target audience. Otherwise, Telly would not be listening. So. Brian, I think you need to talk to Ed about possibly singing for your friend in Mexico's wedding, since it is on his birthday and it is 3/11 day.
That's right.
I think it's only appropriate that he goes down there and he performs some vocals. I think he probably has a song or two that he could bless him with. So, anyway, guys, take care.
Friend of the show, Jane Cowan, is getting married on your birthday, 3/11 day, in Cancun. I don't recall being invited. I think she floated the idea via an email or voicemail, I think it was an email, that she was planning to weaponize an invitation to her destination wedding so that we would be forced to.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I never got that invite.
Yeah, I never got the invite.
It'd be a great way to spend your birthday.
I would have at least responded.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for that, LSU. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, ballers. Hey, Bri. Hey,
Stu. Good dude.
He wants that water for
his birthday. He does. He wants it so bad. He posted a picture that one time of his mother, I think. Her china cabinet that was just filled with water for Crystal. And hey, look. These would look good in there. Problem is, he has a taped together Android phone, so it's going to be tough for him to post some reviews. But somebody could help him.
Yeah, Ed, what's going on, brother? Anyway, I'm going to try and keep this short. The reason for my call is this. Today, I parked my vehicle at Lowe's, and I came out 15 minutes later, And when I got in my vehicle, shit was all ransacked. I was like, what? This isn't the way it's supposed to be.
Yep.
And the upshot of it is my telephone got crushed. And so I went and got another one. I tried to get the iPhone done, but the dude said, we don't unlock it. I said, I'm just trying to pay you for the service you do. And it was just this thing. He's like, well, this and that. I'm like, so you're telling me no? And he's like, yeah, no. I'm like, oh, all right. So I just,
you got to go. You can't go to a fucking, like, real place to get it unlocked. You got to go. Look, I go to a little Asian guy in Huntington Beach. Also, there's a thing around here where I live called the Foambulance, and they drive over to your house in a Sprinter van, and they got a whole lab inside the Sprinter van. That's who unlocks your phone. It costs $15. That's how you get it unlocked. You don't go to the actual Apple store or like Verizon or anything. You got to go to, you know, like it'll say like phone iPad repair. Those are the guys that do it.
Yeah. Oddly enough, there's a little kiosk in Port Authority, the bus terminal in New York City, and they're very affordable.
They'll slap a new screen on there. My kids are breaking their screens all the time, and I take them to this guy I go to, and he slaps a new screen on there.
Here's the deal. I went and bought another Android, Dola. And I'm leaving this here because I can't get into my fucking Twitter account because the phone number that's associated with it was an old work phone thing, and I don't know what it is.
Oh no!
So I'm gonna have to overcome that. And by the time you hear this, it may be a moot point. But I just wanted to say, yeah. And here's the thing about the dude that broke or didn't break because I left it unlocked. But my dog's in there.
Yeah.
And so it was RAM. It was all. This isn't right. Do you know when shit's not right?
No.
And I was looking for my phone, which has a cracked thing, and I'll get off the phone here quick.
Okay.
It was stuffed at the dash and the windshield, but then I noticed, what is this? Oh, it's blood. So, even a 15-year-old healer said, you're not who you're supposed to be, and took charge.
The healer.
So I'm glad. Anyway, love your balls.
Wow. The healer probably fucking bit through his hand. Very nice.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah. That sounds like a nightmare.
Tough deal. Okay, here's one more voicemail.
Hi, Black Dick.
Oh!
Edward.
I should have known with the 3-minute running time. Gotta really psych up. It's almost like I wanna. You know what would be. You know what we need for this, Ed?
Speed it up.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you can do that. That is. We actually do need that. I don't think you can do that via the Google Voice thing. That's how you listen to podcasts and that's how we know you're going to go to prison for doing murders because you listen to speed it up podcasts like a maniac. Although I would agree to speeding up Manuel here. I was thinking we need like some smelling salts or something to just like really like
just snapping in your face like.
Yeah, or like Rocky, where he's like, "Hit me, Mick!" Like we need somebody to like come into the studio and just fucking
cut me, Mick.
Yeah, cut me, Mick.
Somebody slice under our eyes.
Yeah, just come in here and like smack me in the face and just like really like psych me up to hear this very long email. Let's see how long it takes him just to get to the point.
Manuel from Gardena, aka Matt in L.A.
Matt in L.A.
Hoping 2022 is a blessing to you guys as it is to me. I know I'm going to take a lot of flack for this take, and I'm ready for it. This goes out not to the firefighters who are always, saving lives, putting out fires literally, and doing the important hero work on a daily basis.
Well, let's hold on. Let's hold on a second. I mean, they do that stuff occasionally. You know what they mostly do? Go to the grocery store. You see them at the grocery store all the time with their truck. They're loading up because then they got to make dinner for everybody. Everybody, they hang out and they have dinner. They lift weights. They practice a lot. You know what they do? They polish the rig. And then they also wash the engine. Yeah.
I live a block away from one of the firehouses in town. And they do clean it a lot.
Yeah.
But I know my buddy is in the FDNY, and he's been in some shit. He's been like in some collapsed basements and shit. Like,
yeah, no, they're there when you need them. They can do shit we can't do when people are maimed and there's fucking motorcycle guys bleeding out on the freeway for sure. But most of the time, it's a lot of like, "Hey, you guys want lasagna tonight?" And they're heading off. They polish the rig a little bit, then they wash the engine, and then they head to the store.
Most of us just won't do. But now let me get to the bone I have to pick with firemen in the fire.
Oh fuck!
Fire engine.
They also steal all
they
the pussy.
Get the women.
Yeah, they got those beautiful. It's required that you have a beautiful mustache if you're a firefighter, and they have these beautiful mustaches and they're all pretty jacked. Although I did see a kind of fat one the other day, but they're all pretty jacked.
They're usually pretty yoked.
Yeah, handsome. And you know, it's just like, it's one of those things where it's like a meme. It's like a cliche is the word I was looking for. Much like Marty Cordova. I couldn't think of cliche, so I said meme. It's like a cliche. But these guys are, you're like, oh, they're so beautiful and they get all the women. But they do. It's one of those things. It's a stereotype that's because it's true.
Yep.
It's great. You guys get so many damn days off, so many hours off.
That's true.
Where you're just grab-assing and BSing.
Which most of the time they have second jobs. At least around here. Where I live, they work 10 days a month, but they work, you know, 24-hour shift.
Right. They work for a couple days in a row.
And they'll, like, trade days with guys so they can go, you know, get long periods off. And look, it's a good gig. It's a hard gig to get, and you got to be the right kind of person, psychologically and physically.
Parking on Main Street with a boot, collecting money.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Et cetera, et cetera. But today I really saw one.
They do that for the puss. They go out there with the boot to flirt with chicks.
They parked in a right turn lane of a main street. Yet there's no fire that looks to be. In front of like a little mini strip mall.
They do take liberties with their vehicles. Who's going to tell them no? They can park whatever the fuck they want. They can run any light.
I don't know what. This is not my experience with the fire department.
Yeah.
But that seems like a Southern California twist he's putting on it.
Oh, they're out there.
What's the purpose?
Yeah.
The building's not on fire, dude. Right. Why do you have to block off two damn lanes of full-on traffic? Yeah. At what may be the most busy intersection in the city.
What percentage of calls that Manuel's made to the show are like road related?
Grievances.
Yeah, like issues in traffic.
Just airing out road grievances.
Also, like that when Tiger Woods got in that car accident, he called to like let us know like what Hawthorne Boulevard's really like at that time of day. And he's like, actually, the sun could be kind of blinding. And it's, you think you can go fast because it's straight, but there's actually a curve around three quarters of the way in. It's like, okay, yeah, that's good info.
I think it would be great if he finished his calls by saying, I'll hang up and not listen.
Well, that's one thing. It's like he does. He calls in and he asks, he's like, hey, what do you guys think about how Carson, the city of Carson smells, or handicapped drivers? But he doesn't really care what we think.
He doesn't care at all.
The one time he called up with those hypothetical sausage or bacons, and we're like, this is kind
of
good.
More of them.
that was an interesting call.
He still hasn't listened.
Never did again.
To do whatever the hell you guys were doing. Okay. It looked like you were just stopping to get lunch.
Well, hold on.
My goodness. Dude. Yeah.
They do stop and
like
get lunch
a
lot.
Everybody loves the firefighter when he's on his way to go save a life. Mm-hmm. Extinguish a fire. But I think I speak for everybody. Can you guys stop doing the stupid shit that you don't need to do?
When you don't like him is when he's slamming your old lady with that beautiful mustache.
Eight-lane highway.
Yeah.
Why do you go across, like, and make everybody go in one.
Well, hold on. You know. I've seen them do that, but a lot of times it's to block off like whatever's happening. They put the rig in the way, and then they also park the engine there, and then they go, hey, don't hit this, you know, damsel in distress in the street here. She's lost. So it's probably they were parked like that, and the tow truck had already hauled away the accident, Manuel. And they were just, you know how they sweep up with the brooms? They get their little pledges out there to sweep up with the brooms. They roll up the hose and stuff. That's what was going on.
Off to the side. When you could just as easily do it on the flow of traffic, and people are going to get out of your way.
No.
I mean, it just makes no sense to me sometimes.
Look.
Anyway, it's high level. I know I'm going to get flack for it.
Yeah,
I'm with Kramer from Seinfeld. Yeah. They need to get a little better organized, especially on all the damn off time that they get. How about putting together some plans for real life use?
Did Kramer? Oh, he talked to the end of his thing, but he didn't call back.
Is he comparing himself to when Kramer dropped the N-bombs on stage?
Well, I don't know. I was like, is there an episode where Kramer hates firefighter?
He rides on the back of the, I think he loves firefighters.
All right. He did adopt that highway one time where he's like, adopt a highway. He adopted like a mile of road. And then, but then he started like repainting it and like putting more lanes on it and stuff. So he was causing accidents. So maybe that's what Manuel means.
Maybe. But yeah, I get it. He made that point early, and then he belabored that point.
Yeah, he's not, you know, brevity is not the soul of Manuel. Let's just say that. Okay, a couple of emails here, and then we'll move on. Brian, wow. Not even an Ed in quotes there. Not even the other guy. Brian, I just wanted to say how gutsy it was for... Oh, this is because directed me directly. I just want to say how gutsy it was for you to have your daughter make a guest appearance on episode 405 of the podcast. Given that the presence of a female you used to know on past episodes led a certain listener to constantly beg her to record audio for him in her accent, you already know the weird shit going through the minds of some of your more unsavory listeners. Personally, I enjoy the useful perspective on the content of the show. That's from Andy in Indy. Well, Andy, I hadn't really thought of that. I don't think that's really happening. I get what you're saying. I believe that was Toby who wanted the Declaration of Independence, where he was willing to pay $50 to hear the Declaration of Independence.
That is so weird. That is so weird.
It's beautiful writing. Honestly. Okay, one more. Thanks for that, Andy. Here's one more. This is good. Since y'all haven't played in a while, I thought...
Isn't there a song?
There's a song.
Is there a song?
Hold on. Since y'all haven't played in a while, thought I'd throw out a couple of names. Put the net worth at the bottom to save you some time. Ed.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try.
Oh no, I got the long version.
Is he worth a billion?
Oh.
Or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
Oh no, it's not the long version. Ed, how fucking rich is this guy? First on the list. Walk off HB.
I think we should put him in order. I think we should put these in order.
What do you mean?
Because I don't know. They're like rank who's the richest out of this quintet.
Okay, we're going. This is from LSU Lala. So I know the answers. I have the answer key here. So I'll go with the first. David Copperfield. Wait.
He's the richest.
David Copperfield. Now,
well, yeah. So I would like to guess the order more so than the number. I don't even know.
Well, you just said to do them in order.
No, I was saying to guess.
Oh, guess the order.
I thought that would be fun.
I'll give you one hint. Now, I've always had a problem with this guy, David Copperfield. Obvious reasons. He's a magician.
Claudia Schiffer.
Yeah, he owns an island that he may or may not drug women and bring them to. Like, my
Schiffer in her prime.
Yeah, you know, in her prime. Yeah, no, she was banging. But my issue is this. David Copperfield? Like, that's not his fucking Christian name. He stole that from literature.
Dickens.
Yeah, it's Dickens. You can't just name yourself Oliver Twist.
Right. Huckleberry Finn. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. You got, like, that's already somebody's name in a fucking book.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Jean Valjean. I'm a French magician.
You're getting it? Exactly. It's always drove me crazy. You can't just, I'm Holden Caulfield. Like, you can't do that.
Right. Yeah, no. Bullshit.
Well, okay, he's the richest. Then so you can...
So, because of the Vegas residency type situation, that can't, right?
Well, there's another Vegas residency on here, too. So we'll go down the list. Judge Judy, who...
Wait, you're not letting me guess?
Yeah, no, I'm giving you all the names. I'm not telling you the order of their richness. Okay. Okay. So here's the names. Okay. Judge Judy, who walk off HBP wants to have sex with. Judge Judy. Michael Buffer. Man, he's... really got a lot of mileage out of that whole let's get ready to rumble thing. And his brother Bruce Buffer.
Worst.
He does the UFC. And he doesn't, his thing is it's time. It's time. That's not even let's get ready to rumble. It's just it's time.
That's lame.
Judge Judy.
Yeah, that's what my parents used to say to me at bedtime.
It's time. Judge Judy, Michael Buffer. Also, that name, that's made up too, right? No one's last name's Buffer.
Yeah.
Judge Judy, Michael Buffer, Clint Eastwood, Carrot Top, David Copperfield.
So, obviously, it's easy for me to say. I would guess Copperfield is the most because of the Vegas residency.
Well, they already and gave me that one.
I'm going in I know, but I would have guessed that anyway. Oh, okay. He's been famous for longer than Carrot Top. But yeah. I think Carrot Top might be a sneaky second.
Yeah.
Then I would say Judge Judy, then Buffer, then Eastwood, because what? I mean Eastwood. Because
he's been working since the 50s.
Yeah,
he's been a movie star since the 50s. He was on fucking Gunsmoke.
From 1950 until 1990, I bet he made a grand total of $1 million combined.
Stop it! He had the Dirty Harry series, Magnum Force.
Yes, they didn't pay back then. So maybe he was worth like $5 million in 1990.
Yeah.
Then he's accumulated, I guess, because he's producer on these movies.
Yep.
You know, these movies he directs, like Billion Dollar Baby and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I feel like Carrot Top has just been cashing checks for like 30 years now.
Yeah. You know,
Vegas.
Clint Eastwood, he did that movie and it's what, like 1992, I think, or 1990 maybe. Unforgiven.
Yeah. I think it was, like 92.
And it won all those Academy Awards. And it's got Gene Hackman and Morgan Freeman, and it's a masterpiece. I mean,
it is
a really good movie. It's everyone in the movie is a bad guy. And also everyone in the movie is kind of a good guy. It's very confusing. It's a great movie. Has he done anything that wasn't a complete piece of shit since then? Million Dollar Baby? Dog shit. Hillary Swank? I don't think so.
He made a random movie.
Gran Torino?
Like, I think I was okay with Gran Torino. I saw that on an airplane.
Yeah.
And I think I was okay with it, but not, it's not like anything great.
It was a popcorn movie.
What he's best known for in the post-Unforgiven days is talking to the goddamn chair.
I mean, I love all the Dirty Harrys. I love the fucking Man with No Name series, Outlaw Josie Wales.
Spaghetti Westerns.
Oh, my God. I mean, I love them. Even the dubbed shit. You know, like, I love Clint Eastwood. I love him. He's old as fuck. by the way. I think he's 90. Yeah.
I saw a movie, I think again on a plane recently, where he's like a drug mule and they have him having sex with like prostitutes.
His multiple threesomes. Yeah.
And he can't move.
Yeah. His multiple threesomes in that movie.
He's like 95.
Yeah. He's old as fuck. Why is he fucking? Why do we need to see him fucking? Drug muling shit. I would think that he would. I get your theory, but I mean, he's a fucking big Hollywood dude. I would think he would be the richest. I would think Judge Judy. Judge Judy has had the biggest.
Judy's been clipping like $100 million for money, many years.
Big money. She owns that thing. She's been on TV for fucking ever. She's like, she makes like Ellen money. She's so fucking rich. Then I would think Copperfield, because he's been at it longer, followed by Carrot Top. I put Mike Buffer down at the bottom. And I got, look.
Yeah. He gets way too much money, but yeah, it's still not in much. The category of these guys.
Like, you get him to come out. I think he started one of the football games this weekend. And that's, what's he get for that?
He did.
Yeah, you get him to come.
Or maybe it was the Raiders. I don't know.
Yeah, it was one of those.
He did a game in the last.
Yeah, he comes out in that stupid jacket and the bad tan. Look, more power to him. It does get you pumped up. Like, when he would do that at a Mike Tyson fight, when he would announce, because I was, you know, like, I like Jimmy Lennon Jr. too. He does the understated style. But you bring in this Michael Buffer, you know you're watching an event, unlike anything Joe Buck does. You see Michael Buffer come out, you go, oh, no. Some real shit is happening. You see Joe Buck come out and you go, oh, is this the Super Bowl or is this a preseason game in fucking Nashville? Because you can't tell.
Am I watching an event? I don't know.
No, you can't tell with him. That said, based on the list, number one on the list, David Copperfield. You want to give me an over under on David Copperfield's wealth? And again, we're basing this off LSU Lala's knowledge.
320.
You're almost a third of the way there, because according to LSU Lala, David Copperfield is worth $1 billion.
Oh my god.
A one followed by 90s, Ed. Three commas. Oof. Second on the list, as we would have thought, Judge Judy, who's nearly half as rich as David Copperfield, with a net worth of $460 million.
My god.
Third on the list, and this is just shocking, this cannot be true. Let's get ready to rumble with our $400 million in the bank, Michael Buffer.
Oh my god,
this is
wow. I thought he'd be last. I know, I thought Eastwood was last.
All I can think, Ed, is that when he first started hitting with his let's get ready to rumble thing, he hooked up with somebody that's like, we're going to start buying apartment complexes. And he has some other vein of wealth that he
and
can
Vegas
access.
Has expanded a lot.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Maybe he was like, that's it. He goes, maybe I'll come to the opening of MGM. If you give me, the win, there you go. If you give me 2% of the back end, like maybe he's gotten rich with deals like that, like Shaq does. I don't know. It's crazy. Third on the list, Ed, Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
$375 million. This can't be true. This is LSU needs to check his numbers here. Lastly, Carrot Top. With a paltry $70 million.
Yeah, I would think he's over 100 because he's been doing residencies for like 25 years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Carrot Top gets a bad rap. He's pretty successful. From what I understand, very nice guy. Hard worker.
Jacked, too.
Super jacked. He's very fit.
Very creepy to see.
How about not that long ago, he accidentally, I'm doing air quotes, he accidentally posted that picture of his dong to Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good list. I like doing those. Fucking rich is this guy?
How fucking rich is this guy?
I can't figure we'll do more of those. Send them in. Send us your how fucking rich is this guy. It's exciting to learn how rich people are. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers, TBLS.